Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Niner offense, good enough. The defense, not good enough. They're here. We're here. We're 2 weeks away from everybody knowing their seed, and the Niners are one of two teams that completely control their own. That's just a fact. Whatever the schedule's been and whatever got us here. Matt and San Rafael, you're first. Hi, Matt. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Yeah, I mean, I think this defense, obviously, far from being Houston or even, you know, the Niner defense from, you know, 2019. But this defense has proven to be pretty serviceable. And if the offense right now going into the playoffs is playing at this level, putting up 30-plus, and everybody on the offense is still available come playoff time, I think there are way less teams in the playoffs that can hold the Niners to less than 30, then can score over 30 on us, if that makes sense. I think the chances of us being held to under 30 points are next to nothing, barring Houston. And then you look around the league, I don't think there's a lot of teams that are threatening to outscore the Niners even with our defense. So that being said, I think the chances are great as long as this defense doesn't start to spiral into a level below where it's at right now. But they're playing well enough, and then you throw in maybe a late return from Fred Warner. That's a shot in the arm that you can't quantify. So I like it moving into the playoffs right now. I feel like everything's moving in the right direction.
Matt, thanks. I tend to agree. I think we'll learn more, obviously, in the next 12 days. We'll learn more and see how they look against two other teams who are going to be in this dance with them. And quarterbacks who have largely had good years. They're not the greatest of quarterbacks, but Caleb Williams and Sam Darnold have certainly done some things. I tend to agree, but I also think, like, this Niners situation, it wasn't built to be this way, but maybe the timing is good, because this is just kind of the NFL now. When you watch Jacksonville go to Denver and rock 31
yep.
at Mile High,
didn't Lawrence have five touchdowns or in the other game?
That was the week before.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the week before. But when you see that, and Denver is one of the teams that has been lauded as a defensive juggernaut, people love to fawn over the Rams defense and the Seahawks defense. But the last time I saw those two play, I believe the final score was 39-38. So who the hell out there is really doing that? Where they're just like, we're going to ride our defense all the way to the end? The answer is very quick. It's Houston, and then the conversation ends.
I'd put Seattle up there, too.
I wouldn't.
I'm just looking at the stat. That's a stat. The percentage of drives that end in a score.
Okay.
Houston's defense, you only score on them 26% of the time. They're the league leaders. And if you go all the way down to the bottom, it's the Cowboys at 50. Half the drives against the Cowboys result in points. Number two on this list is Seattle. Only 30% of their drives, they give up points. The Niners are 12th, but the Rams are 4th, and the Bears are 9th, and so Philadelphia is 7th. These other teams you may be facing in the playoffs, they have defenses that are among the top 10 in this one category, and I think this category is an important one because you don't want the other team to score on
you. Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm not trying to say that Seattle doesn't have, in today's NFL, a good defense. I don't think it's a defense that's just going to be like, hey, let's put you on our back and let's take you all the way to the end. Because when they go up against an elite offense, I believe that elite offense will kind of look like an elite offense. the same way Matt Stafford and Puka Nacua absolutely destroyed them in their building just last week. So I know the Rams are really good. I get that. But Seattle's got a great resume this year. There's no two ways about it. But I do think they can be had when they're going up against an elite offense. Seattle's schedule this year, if people want to do that to the Niners, I don't. I think leave the schedule subject alone. But Seattle has mirrored the 49ers in terms of the number of elite quarterbacks they have to face. It's actually, I know they didn't have a fourth place schedule. They might as well have. It's kind of the same thing. They faced Baker Mayfield. They faced Trevor Lawrence. They faced C.J. Stroud. All that same stuff. They faced Aaron Rodgers. If you want to talk about the quarterbacking greats, they faced Matt Stafford. That's it. I mean, if you want to put Brock on the list, they faced him in week one. He got hurt halfway through the game. It was a low-scoring, grinded-out game. But I think there are a few offenses, Niners, Rams, Bills, maybe a couple others, that I just think they're going to move the ball against almost anybody they face.
It just depends on the game flow and certainly the location and also the situation. And I think about the second game between the Niners and the Rams where the Rams just came out and popped you twice and Juwan had the fumble and all of a sudden you're down 21-0 and you know, half of that laminated play sheet for Kyle Shanahan was useless because you're chasing the game early. So I think it's so important for the 49ers especially to be in front and to be able to dictate the game flow. And that's where, you know, the Seattle one's going to be interesting when they play. Seattle doesn't run the ball very well. And so it'll come down to whether or not you can get to Sam Darnold, who has been, well, he's been up and down, played well this last weekend, but you know, beyond that,
good second half.
Yeah, that's
pretty,
fine.
Pretty awful first half, actually.
Pretty bad, but yeah. You know, just the way it went against Indy where they couldn't do anything. So it's a week to week situation.
No doubt. Dale and Salinas next up. Hi, Dale. Thank you for the call. What's going on?
Well, just taking veterans to their medical appointments and driving back home now. And I got a quick Warriors comment that I think you guys need to send a tape. I don't know if Dibs knows what a reel-to-reel tape is, but you need a big tape of this radio station in the last few days to show the Celtics owner that there is fan frenzy out here, even for a team that at the time was only 13-15. But
that's a good point. That's a good point, comment, Dale.
Yeah, thank you. My big comment and concern. Oh, Merry Christmas to you guys too, by the way.
You too, Dale. Yeah, happy holidays, concern, everybody.
My big comment concern coming up here against the Bears. I don't know. It seems like a lot of people here didn't watch the Bears Packers game the other day. The Bears only got penalized three times that they went after the quarterback against the Packers. They took both quarterbacks out basically. It's kind of like the New Orleans Saints style defense. They were playing dirty. They were tackling the ball. They were punching after the ball was down. Nothing was getting called, and I'm not sure if that's called playoff ball or just that's a Chicago Packer game. But I think the Niners are going to have to be a little careful of that. And I was surprised the Packers didn't come back and like use an enforcer. But it's not like hockey. But I think the big concern I have is who's going to be taken out this game by that excessively aggressive defense the Bears have.
That's an interesting comment, Dale. I've watched a lot of all of these teams this year, and I always do. Like, sure, are there teams that can flex a little bit more physicality than others? Maybe. I always think it's interesting when people talk about physicality, though, and enforcers and dirty play in the NFL. I just don't think that the opposite even exists. Like, every play is dirty. There's so much.
There's dirty, and then there's trying to hurt a guy dirty.
Right, and I don't see that. I don't think the Chicago Bears are trying to hurt anybody. I think that football, when played really well, and when guys, especially at the end of the year, are ignited by the fact that something has worked, they get to 10 wins, 11 wins, 12 wins, they can start smelling the playoffs come together, they realize that something special is on the line, and they are playing with every single bit that they've got. And it is a violent, maniacal situation out there. So, yes, the Bears will do that. And there's probably somebody named Dale in Chicago or a suburb today calling up to one of the Chicago radio stations and saying the same thing about the 49ers, who have always been a very physical bunch. Troy Aikman talked about them last night and said the 49ers, like, there's a standard. There's a standard of effort and physicality that you have to meet to play for this team. And he goes, and I see everybody doing it, even the backups who have been thrown in there.
Yeah.
So, like, I get it, but I don't worry about that. The Niners will be ready for that. The Bears need to be ready for that. These are two good football teams.
Yeah, and if you're the Niners, you just got to try to protect the ball, because the Bears have 31 takeaways this year. That's two a game. They lead the NFL in takeaways and in turnover percentage, which is drives on your defense that end with you turning them over. One in every five, they get a turnover, 19.3%. And quietly now, the Niners are starting to generate some turnovers of their own. A couple last night, the punch out on special teams, and then the beautiful sweet pick six. D. Winters just steps in front. And when he catches that, he probably looks and says, yeah, I got 75 yards to run. I like my chances. I got three offensive linemen and a grandpa to beat.
I think he said, they actually asked him about it, and he said it was one of those situations. He's like, I caught it, and I took a few steps, and I looked around, and all I could hear was my breath. Do you know those moments where, like, I don't know.
Like when you're in the flow state.
Right. I don't know how many of us regular people ever experience something like this, but where, like, you kind of.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You kind of go to a different place, and you just, it's Monday Night Football, and you just picked off a future Hall of Fame quarterback, and you take a few steps and you look around, and all you can see is people suddenly heading for the exits in the stands. I mean, it's got to be.
Not those people in red.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be an otherworldly type of experience, and he definitely said that that's what he was feeling.
Yeah, and I mean, the game was over already. There was no doubt about the result, but that was just beautiful icing on the cake. And, you know, you jump right in front, you get it, and it's like, yes, gone, touchdown. Yep. Touchdown me. Let's get on the plane, boys.
Only thing I need to beat is my own shoelaces.
Yeah.
And he did it.
He sure did.
Yeah. Great stuff, man. Absolutely great stuff. 888-957-9570. By the way, Brent Jones is going to join us in about an hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Hall of Famer.
Brent Jones is going to join us here in about an hour and a half.
Legend.
And talk this out a little bit. But I don't know. Maybe I'm letting my excitement for all of this kind of lead the thought process. I was sitting there with all of you at halftime. I think all of us had the same thought. And it's sort of a microcosm of the entire year. The Niners are winning. Brock and the offense are humming. And you're sitting there kind of on your hands on the couch like, but I don't like this process. This is not the way it looks. It's not the way it's supposed to look. 44-year-old grandpa is just going up and down the field, hitting wide open receivers, standing by themselves.
Guy's named Pierce.
Yeah, that does not feel like something that is going to transfer to when Matt Stafford or Jalen Hurts are on the other side of the field. But then again, right, here we are, and those teams, too, have had their wobbly, weird moments. You know, the Rams, what'd the Rams do the last 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Matt Stafford, Carolina, two picks, you lose. Big lead right there in Seattle, Thursday Night Football. You blew it.
And another team you may face is Tampa Bay, and they were teed up to just go out there and handle Carolina. And that game was a little back and forth, and then Baker couldn't get it done. And that Tampa Bay offense should be scarier than it actually is.
They got a lot of pieces.
So many weapons, and everybody's back now. Yeah. And, you know, Abuka and all the rest of the receivers, and yet you know, you go out there and you give it away, unable to close it out in Carolina.
I mean, that's kind of what I'm thinking. It's like I feel if you're pointing to the Niner defense right now and saying that it's, and I don't know what word you'd use, I would use inconsistent.
I'd borrow from Richard Sherman and say mediocre.
Yeah, yeah. And but like understandably mediocre, young, and inexperienced and hampered and all of that. So that's the word I would use. And if you want to say, dude, that's a wart for the Niners, I'd be like, yep. Now tell me the team that doesn't have a wart.
Right.
Can't find one.
They've all got warts.
Can't find one. I mean, the Rams are the closest to being wartless. But their wart is one of the big Niner warts last year, which is their special teams keeps kicking themselves in the butt.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
And
that's
they've got
a problem.
Their number two receiver who's out, and we don't know if he's going to be back. And that's kind of Philadelphia's wart. Other than the internal tension that seems to exist, they've had a lot of injuries in Philadelphia. And, you know, your center retired last year. So they're another team, I think, that should be scarier than they actually are right now.
One other wart for the Rams I forgot. I forgot after the Niners won last night. You know what one of the warts for the Rams is?
No.
They're a third-place football team.
Wow. They'll get that third-place schedule next year, though.
It's actually kind of scary.
Yeah, it is.
Most people think they're the best team in the NFL. They're in third place in their own division.
It's crazy.
What are we doing?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.